on 77 WABC. This is our New York City special report of War Room Pandemic. Everything dealing with the pandemic, with the economic crisis and the financial crisis. What did you think today about Governor Cuomo's presentation? Because I got to tell you, he made, I get a lot of complaints that Bannon's all doom and gloom all the time. Governor Cuomo was a little bit doom and gloom today, was he not, sir?
Well, Governor Cuomo said, I need certain things. He said that at about 11 o'clock this morning or 10 o'clock. And when President Trump went on at 4 o'clock, he came on about 5:36, and he said I think he gave Cuomo everything he needed. So I don't think there should be any complaints there. And he did say, I am working very closely with governors, and especially with Governor Cuomo, and is giving him everything he needs to make sure that things go smoothly.
What did you think of Governor Cuomo's assessment of the New York City hospital situation, given everything he requested, everything he needs, and kind of the expansion they're doing?
The only thing I did not agree with Governor Cuomo when he started estimating the amount of people that could contact the virus. I think the number was way out of whack, and sort of I think it more panics people than reality.
Let me be specific. This is where he said, I believe in the press conference, it was the range of 40% to 80% of New Yorkers will contract this virus. Over the time here, right? 40 to 80%.
Yes, I think that number is way out of whack in comparison to what happened in other places of the world and what's happened historically. Could it happen? It could, but when you tell that to normal people, they look at worst case scenario, and I think it's wrong to paint it that way. Should we all be careful? Yes, he's doing the right thing. We should all be very, very careful. I think we should take, whether it's we take a holiday for 7 days or a holiday for 14 days. And I recommended to President Trump, and President Trump better than I do, that he does what he feels is right. I recommended maybe we should have a market holiday and close the markets for a week.
Hold on, hang on for a second. I want to get this right. So you're saying not only do you, when you say 7 days or 14 days, are you talking about what I was talking about on Fox News this morning with Maria Bartiromo, a hard lockdown for the country or just for New York City and the tri-state region?
I would say a lockdown. I would suspend airline travel. If you get on an airline and somebody in that airline has the virus, the chances are you might get it, more so than not. And I would say have a holiday, for whether it's 7 days or 14 days, and try and just let everything sort themselves out. It's a good expression the British have. Let things sort themselves out. And I think that's the next step. Where let Wall Street stay home for a week, think about how things are going, and maybe we'll wake up a week from now and things will be better.
John, this is Jason Miller. Speaking of holiday, this is how many New Yorkers have been treating this time off and not going into work. Governor Cuomo had some really tough words for folks in Manhattan today, for Mayor de Blasio, for the Speaker of the City Council. When Governor Cuomo was giving his remarks, he said the density level in the city is wholly inappropriate. He went so far as to call some of the behavior by folks that are out and about arrogant and disrespectful. He demanded that Mayor de Blasio and the Speaker of the City Council give him a plan within 24 hours on how to get people off the streets. Number one, I want to get your take on that. Is that accurate? Number two, what should a plan like that look like?
I am a New Yorker. I think people were a little bit sloppy. I think people went to Central Park and sat down. Chancellor Merkel in Germany made a rule today. The rule is two is company, three is a crowd. Maybe that should be the same rule where, if you're sitting down in Central Park, you should be 6 feet away from everybody, and just the two of you, maximum. You can't put people in jail. People have to be careful. And can they walk around? They should walk around. And I think what the Governor Cuomo meant, that make more street pedestrians walk so people could be 6 feet apart and be able to walk around and get fresh air and get sunshine without being all over each other. And I think that's what he really meant, guys. And I hope that he didn't give a license to Mayor de Blasio to do something stupid.
John Catsimatidis is the chairman of Red Apple Group. John, thank you very much for taking your time away from your family, joining us here on 77 WABC War Room Pandemic.
Well, thank you for having me, and good luck, guys.
Thanks, John. Okay, 77 WABC, to become part of the show –